In Brighton during the war, if you walked along the seafront, all the hotels there would be full of Dominion, we called them, Dominion troops, all waving out of the windows. Now, the metropole was basically Australian and New Zealand. And you'd walk along the seafront, and they'd all be whistling at the girls walking along the seafront and hanging out of the windows of the metropole and the Grand, and we had Canadians in the Grand, that's all. Joy, my sister, married John, this air gunner, Australian air gunner, in 1945, and it's in my diary, the wedding's in my diary. We had such a feast that we hadn't had since 1938. And then I saw her off on Brighton Station in 1946 with hundreds of other Brighton girls, all went out from Brighton Station, and I thought, well, I'll never see her again. Australia's the other side of the world. And they went out to go on the troop war bride ship out to Australia. And of course, I've seen her lots of times since then, but I thought, well, I should never see her again. Australia is such a long way. The men had been demobilized at the end of the war, 1945, and had gone home. And there was a great shortage of transport because it was all bringing, you know, all the Americans were going back home, the Canadians, Australians, New Zealand, so a great shortage of ships. So the war brides, the ones who had married colonials and Americans, couldn't go out there straight away. They had to wait until there was a ship available. And as I say, I saw Joy off on Brighton Station in 1946. And poor girl, I mean, what was she, 17, 18? Yeah, 17. And so she went on this ship all the way out to Australia. And in Winchester, we'd lived in a very nice, you know, detached house, all very modern. And she got out to Australia there, and she lived in a shack, right out in the country. No gas, no electricity, everything. She had to stoke up coal, wood, you know. And I don't know how she survived, but now she's a great grandmother out there.